This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. Surveys of Florida Bay right after Hurricane Irma seemed to come up with good news. The mangrove islands were largely intact, and the seagrass beds were okay. But the conditions have gotten worse in the last few weeks. Researchers who ventured out right after Hurricane Irma found Florida Bay was in surprisingly good shape, with one notable exception: hundreds of acres of floating seagrass.
What we suspect is that that grass was scoured from somewhere in the Gulf, you know, in between the Lower Keys and Florida Bay, and just blew in there.
Peter Frezza is the research manager for Audubon Florida's Everglades Science Center in the Upper Keys. A lot of that seagrass has now sunk to the bottom of the bay and is decomposing. That releases nutrients into the water. The bay has also received a big dose of nutrients from other sources, including rainwater from the mainland and sediments stirred up by the hurricane. Those nutrients can fuel algal blooms that cloud the water and can lead to seagrass die-offs and fish kills. About 3 weeks ago, Frezza says scientists and people who fish on the bay started seeing algal blooms, and the algae has been spreading ever since.
Currently, there is very little water within the bay that is not being impacted by this bloom to some extent.
Frezza says the best hope for the bay is the change of seasons, cooler temperatures, and less rainfall. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.